The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is not my desire to create controversy by any means, but I constantly challenge all of us to think. You know, God gave us a brain. We should use it. Something else that I constantly challenge you. Don't believe it just because you hear it. Be a natural skeptic. Not a cynic, but a skeptic. I think we should be naturally skeptical. That doesn't mean that we reject everything we hear. No. I'm not advocating that at all. But I constantly say the devil lives in the extremes. All right. You can adopt the attitude that if a certain person says it, it's got to be false. He said it, so I don't like it. He said it, so it's false. That's wrong. It is equally wrong to accept everything just because this person says it or that person says it or this group says it. I think we should be naturally skeptical. I think we should check things out for ourselves. Well, settled science is often wrong. We're not going to get into the whole climate change, global warming thing, but all of you know that over the last 20 years, almost every prediction made by the experts, almost every single prediction that has been made by the experts has been wrong. And I'm not going to go into all of that. We've done that many, many times before. But it's settled science. Well, this whole COVID thing, we have learned that almost none of the predictions and projections have been correct, whether it's here in the state of Ohio or whether it's been nationwide. Settled science, the experts have told us, we got to lock things down. If we can just lock things down, make everybody stay home, and of course, mandate that everybody wears a mask, if we could just do that, we could conquer this thing. Okay, that's what we have been told. Is there any truth to it? All right. I'm not a scientist. I am not a medical doctor. I am not an epidemiologist. But I can read, I have a brain, and I have just a little bit of common sense. Common sense would tell you if the lockdowns and the mask mandates work, then look to the states and the communities that have been most serious in locking down and mandating masks. If that strategy works, wouldn't common sense tell you that in those locations, those states, those counties, those cities, you would see the lowest number of COVID-19 cases and deaths and so forth? Contrarywise, you would think that the states and the localities that are the loosest in mandatory lockdowns, mask mandates, and so forth, would have the highest incidence of cases of COVID-19. Are you with me? I don't think you have to be a scientist or a statistician or an epidemiologist to come to those conclusions. Okay, so then, let's compare two states. California. California has been one of, if not the most stringent of all of the states on lockdowns and mask mandates. Everybody agree with me on that? Anybody disagree? California has been possibly the single most stringent state in America on locking down everything. In many counties, many cities, even outdoor dining has been banned and locked down. They've tried to lock down churches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the mask mandate has been up for a long, long time. Okay, what about Florida? There is no mask mandate in Florida. In fact, the state legislature, I believe I'm correct in this, actually passed a law making it illegal to mandate a mask. Suggested, yeah, but not mandated. And the lockdowns in Florida have been much lighter by far than California. It's not normal in Florida. There are restrictions and so forth, but not anything like California. Okay, so common sense then would tell you if settled science says lockdowns and masks work, then Florida would be in the middle of a huge surge of COVID-19 and people would be dying everywhere. And California, well, they would be just about through this whole thing. Exactly the opposite. Florida is seeing approximately half the number of cases. In California, hospitals are overrun. Emergency rooms, overrun. Intensive care units, overrun. Huge spikes in COVID-19 cases. Florida, yeah, they've got cases. People have died. But it's a dramatic difference from California. State of Ohio. And again, I don't want to pick on our governor. But most of you will remember, if you've been following this, if you've been watching his daily news conferences and so forth. And I wish I knew exactly when he said this. I remember him saying it, and it's not quite verbatim, but it's pretty close. 2 to 3 months ago, Governor Mike DeWine said, we got to do this a little bit longer. We got to get tougher. We got to get more strict. We got to enforce the masks, and we're going to initiate this curfew. And he said, now again, this is not verbatim, but it's close. If everybody would wear a mask, we could knock this thing down in 3 to 4 weeks. If everybody would just wear a mask, we could knock this thing down in 3 to 4 weeks. Remember that? Do you remember that? Well, a lot more than 3 or 4 weeks have passed. Have we knocked it down? No. We have seen a surge. Then in front of me, I have a research piece from around the world. Headline, data shows lockdowns to be one of humanity's biggest failures. Lockdowns are thought to flatten the curve, to ease the influx of patients into hospitals and to save lives. But the evidence appears to point to the exact opposite result, and I'm looking at charts from all over the world. From San Marino to Belgium, Slovenia, Italy, Peru, Bulgaria, Spain, Montenegro, the UK, the USA, Liechtenstein, France, Hungary, Mexico, and so on. All over the world. Argentina, Brazil, Panama, Switzerland. And the deaths per, let's see, is it per million on here? I think it's, per capita. The table above shows countries listed in descending order of deaths per capita. In the list of the top 20 alone, different countries employed completely different methods of dealing with the virus and still got the same results. Quote, nowhere to be found in the top 20 is Sweden, which received an enormous amount of pushback from major media for never having had a strict lockdown. Sweden has even been criticized by its own medical professionals. However, Sweden, as of the publishing of this article, has been steadily falling down the list and currently finds itself at number 26. So, it would seem that the science says the lockdowns and the masks really aren't working. But here's the problem. The world in general is rejecting the real science. All right. Enough of that. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just say this about the whole COVID thing, and I've said this over and over and over again since this all began back in March. I'm not an expert, don't claim to be one. Is it real? Yes. I got an email from a whacked out kooky doctor who said it's all a hoax and it's all fake and there's no COVID-19 doesn't even exist. That's ludicrous. Of course it exists. And yes, it's dangerous. And yes, a whole bunch of people have died. But please remember when you see the death numbers, whether it's here in Ohio or nationwide, please remember this. And I don't know why nobody is talking about this. 80% of the people who are counted as COVID-19 deaths, you hear it? 80% had something else wrong with them. What's called a comorbidity. They may have been very, very diabetic, uncontrolled diabetic. They may have been obese. They might have had heart problems. Whatever. 80%. Of the people who have reported to have died from COVID-19 did not necessarily die of COVID-19. They died with COVID-19. And we will never know, never. We will never know how many actually died simply because they got COVID-19. We don't know. But anyway, the numbers are horribly skewed for a lot of reasons, and I don't want to get too cynical in that, but just keep that in mind when you see the number of deaths reported. And still, 80% have something else going on. Over 80% of the people who die with COVID-19 are elderly. That is still a fact. All right, anyway. San Francisco has now extended their stay-at-home order, and I quote, indefinitely. Indefinitely. There is no end in San Francisco. San Francisco Mayor London Breed spoke at a news conference yesterday and said the stay-at-home order has been extended indefinitely. Is that 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year? We don't know. stay at home. And then, just before we move on, listen to this headline concerning the whole COVID thing. Amazon, Walmart saw profits surge in 2020 as small businesses were decimated by the pandemic. The big companies, Lowe's, Home Depot, Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Amazon, Walmart, huge profits last year. They were not hurt at all. It was small businesses, mom and pop businesses, the very fabric of American society. They are the ones that have suffered. In fact, Amazon's net income last year jumped, are you ready for this? 200%. Last year, during the pandemic, when so many people were suffering, so many businesses were closing, so many restaurants were closing, Amazon's net income jumped 200%, rising from $2.1 billion to $6.3 billion. Contrast that, restaurants in America had a closure rate in the spring of 39%. 39%. A family-owned, locally-owned restaurants had a closure rate of 39%. That was in the spring. Dropped back to about 20%, but then last month rose again to 30%. A Harvard-based policy group estimates at least, and I'm quoting, at least 29% fewer small businesses are open now than were open in January of last year. In some cases, the numbers trend even higher. 36% in Connecticut, for instance, were a whopping 45% in the District of Columbia. Sad. It's the small people, the local businesses that have been hurt so bad. And now we're beginning to learn that the lockdowns, the closing of the small businesses and so forth, accomplished nothing. It really didn't. It really didn't help. Thousands of small businesses went out of existence, evidently for little reason, and in some cases, for no reason.